The bedroom one is called the Cave of Nakedness. Don Juan needs no bed, being far too impatient to undress. Nor do Tristan and Isolde, much too in love to think of so mundane a matter. But unmythical mortals require one, and prefer to take their clothes off, if only to sleep. That is why bedroom farces must be incredible to be funny. Why peeping Toms are never praised like novelists or bird watchers for their keenness of observation. Where there's a bed, be it a nun's restricted cot or an emperor's baldachined and knightly redamseled couch, there are no effable data. Our dreams may be recounted, but our deeds of errantry in the wilderness of wish so often turn out, when told, to be less romantic than our day's routine. Besides, we cannot describe them without faking. Lovers don't see their embraces as a viable theme for debate, nor a monk his prayers. Do they in fact remember them? Oaths of passion, interior acts of attention, not being a story in which the names don't matter, but the way of telling, with a lawyer's wit or a nobleman's assurance, does, need a drawing room of their own. Bed sitting rooms soon drive us crazy. A dormitory, even sooner, turns us to brutes. Bona fide architects know that doors are not emphatic enough. An interpose as a march between two realms so alien, so disjunct, the no man's land of a stair. The switch from personage with a state number, a first and family name, to the naked Adam or Eve, and vice versa, should not be offhand or abrupt. A stair retards it to a solemn procession. Since my infantile entrance at my mother's bidding into Edwardian England, I have suffered the transit over 40,000 times, usually to my chagrin by myself. About blended flesh, those midnight colloquia of Darby's and Jones, I know nothing, therefore. About certain occult antipathies, perhaps too much. Some perks belong, though, to all unwilling celibates. Our rooms are seldom battlefields. We enjoy the pleasure of reading in bed. As we go older, it's true, we may find it prudent to get nodding drunk first. We retain the right to choose our sacred image. But I often start with sundry splendors at sundry times greened after, but always end aware of one, the same one, maybe of no importance, but I hope it is. Ordinary human unhappiness is life in its natural color, to cavil, putting on airs. A day-wester to think of nothing benign to memorize is as rare as feeling no personal blemish. An age, despite its damage, is well off. When they look in their bedroom mirrors, 50 plus may be bored, but 17 is faced by a frowning failure, with no money, no mistress, no man of his own, who never got to Italy, nor met a great one. To say a few words at banquets, to attend a cocktail party in honor of N or M, can be severe, but Junior has daily to cope with ghastly family meals, with dear Papa and Mama being odd in the wrong way. It annoys him to speak, and it hurts him not to. When I disband from the world and entrust my future to the gospel makers, I need not fear, not in neutral Austria, being called for in the waste of the nights by deaf agents, never to be heard of on earth again. The assaults I would be spared are none of them princely. Fire, nightmare, insomnia's vision of hell. when nature's wholesome genial fabric lies utterly discussed, and from a sullen vague wafts a contagious stench, her adamant minerals all corrupt, each life a worthless iteration of the general loathing. To know that probably its cause is chemical can degrade the panic, not stint it. As a rule, with pills to help them, the holy four exempt my nights from nuisance, and even wake me when I would be woken, when, audible here and there in the half-dark, members of an avian orchestra are already softly noodling, limbering up for an overtured sunrise, their effort to express in the old convention they inherit that joy in beginning for which our species was created, and declare it good. We may not be obliged, though it is mannerly, to bless the Trinity with our corporal contraptions, but only a villain will omit to thank Our Lady or her henwife, Dame Kind, as he, she, or both ensemble emerge from a private cavity to be reborn, re-neighbored in the country of consideration.